The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, Long Island Association, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
And good afternoon, and welcome to Talking Heads, hosted by Naughty. Nah, this is not Naughty. This is Earl in the house. Naughty has, let me give you the official, he has a corporate function. He knows other things, but we won't talk it. So I'm here today at the spur of the moment to fill in for Naughty, have a few talks with you. I am expecting a guest, a very dear friend, Senator Maxine Seymour, will be joining me very shortly. And we're going to talk about how is it to be married to a sports fanatic? How is it to have a boyfriend for a sports fanatic? We'll talk about some other things first, and then we'll get into that closer to the 5 o'clock hour. But she should be here with us in a minute or two. I hope everybody had a good week so far. There's been some interesting things happening in news. And we're going to look at the headlines today. In the Nassau Guardian, Rule brought up on corruption charges. Former F&M minister, husband, and others in court yesterday. New public procurement bill passed in the House. Pintard law changes weakens accountability provisions. Jury discharge in fatal police shooting. Interesting. I'm not going to comment on them today. Don't get me in trouble. I'm telling you that now. In the business section, PM defends changes to Public Finance Management Act. Amendment strengthens loopholes, covers blind spots, addresses unintended consequences. The legislation itself was unworkable from the start. They know how flawed their approach was. That's the Prime Minister. Passengers spend at airport concessions, retail increasing. For the year, people spending plenty of money. Local banks report an 87% profitability. Now, that sounds like plenty, plenty of money. But if you only make a dollar, an 87 increases $1.87. So, but that's good to hear that the economy is starting to bounce back in the right way. I told somebody the other day, you know when money's starting to flow in the country is when you go into the food store, the gas station, Dunkin' Donuts, KFC, and you get U.S. dollars in change. That tells you that the foreign direct investments are happening. Tourism are coming. Tourism is increasing. We know that we had good numbers in January and February. Money is starting to flow back in the country. The economy is picking up. But it doesn't mean that we should get comfortable. It doesn't mean that we should think that everything is okay. We need to still keep our belt straps tightened. Let's watch how we spend, and let's continue to grow the economy in the way it should be. With the price of gas and the price of things in the food store, the economy may be growing, but inflation ain't going nowhere just yet. So we need to make sure that whatever we do, we spend in a profitable way, cognizant way. Be more conscientious of how we spend. Be look at what we spend, and we don't go too much partying too hard, A lot of events are happening, concerts, and regattas and stuff that we want to go to. But just be guided, because you got to support the local economy. But I tell you, be guided what you do as we see our economy start to grow. More tourism coming in town, more opportunities are being presented to us. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. And we should be happy. We should be happy that we can do stuff like that. And then let's see what else is in the headline. That's it for the headlines. I don't see much more. I don't really want to get too deep into it. Y'all know why. But I just hope that the evidence and all comes out right, and at the end of the day, the right thing is done. And there are some concerns by the leader of the opposition, and the law changes weakens accountability provisions. The government thinks it strengthens. Only time will tell on that, and we'll see how it goes in terms of your procurement, what they're asking for. Will they now disclose who all got contracts? How is it designed? So that, too, we will see how that develops and we see how it goes. We're expecting Senator Maxine Seymour. So what we'll do, we'll take our first break. Because we want to thank all these sponsors. Thank you very much. And when we come back, we'll get into a good conversation. And we'll have a little bit of fun before we get into the 5 o'clock hour. Mr. Producer.
Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you wanna look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Wanna step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Original or hot and spicy?
Feeling original? Think twice. Here's some precise advice. Always add the spice.
Hey, that's great. Take your time, brother. I don't want you to run too far out with your spicy self.
Oh, yeah? You're more hot, but you still ain't got the right flavor.
Listen, just like the Colonel, I'm an original. You're a spicy gum lately.
You think so? Original. You could never.
There's no winning flavor. They're all finger-licking good. Only at KFC Nassau.
Get your Carifta tickets. The 50th Carifta Games is coming. April 7th to April 10th. Tickets are on sale now. Online at Carifta50.com or at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium, Western Grand Entrance. For more details, email tickets at Carifta50.com or call 605-4051.
Making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We're paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we're putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We're like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Talking Heads. This is Pearlie filling in for Naughty today, who was out on corporate business. You know, Naughty's the preeminent comedian of the country, and he has a big gig. If you want to text, it's 422-4796. That's 422-4796. The call-in lines are 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4359. I saw something else interesting in the papers today. 50 events to mark 50th independence. I am excited about the 50th independence. I grew up in Chippingham, right at the bottom of the hill, Clifford Park. I experienced independence. Infant View Road was a parking lot. Cars were parked all the way down Marcus Battle Way onto Infant View Road, all the way down in the front of our house. So I got an opportunity to experience the excitement of people walking up on the hill, the feeling that people had, the excitement that people felt. My parents, my father was a member of parliament at the time, so him and my mother were there. And to see their excitement and getting dressed and the way the Bahamians felt about us becoming an independent country. So to be 50 years later, so I'm going to figure my age a little bit over that, to experience the golden jubilee of independence. It's an experience that many of us love, and this goes far beyond any kind of politics. This is all about Bahamians, about Bahamianization, about the love of your country, being a patriarch. And everybody knows that I love my country. I am a Bahamian all in and out. So to experience these events, I look forward to them, and I'm going to participate in as many of them as possible, whatever it is, just to bring back the memories as a little boy that I experienced, and to share thoughts with other people and to talk with people in my set, my classmates, and other friends of us who's experienced us, those of us who grew up in Chippingham, who was there, who were playing in the road. You can't play in the road like how we used to back then, but we're playing in the road, running around, running between cars, ducking down, just watching the excitement. So that's going to be a great thing to experience, and I look forward to it. I look forward to seeing all the events that the committee is planning. can't beat that with a stick. I see my rivals, and you know, every time I'm on the radio, I have to find some way to talk about St. Augustine's. But today we're going to talk about a career fair that Queens College had. So some pictures in the papers to check it out. And it is good that the schools are bringing people on campus to talk about careers, to start planning what your career is all about, what you want to do. And a lot of times people wait till the 12th grade to do it. And some of the better times to do when in 9th and 10th grade, when they're planning what BGCSEs they're going to take, what direction they want to go, and to give them an opportunity to look at some careers, talk to some success, and see what it's all about. So hats off to QC for that. I think Sock one coming up soon. You know, I got to mention Sock. Don't kill me for that. What's happening else out here, you know, with a cold front sneak up on us just like that? I sit down nice and warm, and next all of a sudden, I cold, and it's 60-something degrees last night. And you know what they say? Plenty of people might have hit that shower last night because of the weather. Might have been too cold for a lot of people, but it's getting cool. It's March. We don't look to have that kind of weather, but summer's coming around. We got the Carifta Games coming up next month. Have you gotten your tickets yet? I'm going tomorrow to get my tickets. I want to sit on the 100-meter line, but I checked the stats. I checked the seating. I think they had already been sold out. There's a rumor that Jamaican Demeter finished to cheer their countrymen on. So if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, get your tickets. They're not bad price, and there's some pretty good deals. Let's support our athletes. Let's support these young people who are going to be running with their hearts and souls for the Bahamas. They're going to be sprinting down the track, throwing, jumping, everything. Let's be out there and let's support them. Let's fill the stadium. 12, 15,000 people. Let's get in that stadium. Let's make a lot of noise for our people and let's just cheer them on. They're working hard. I think the Nationals are next week. And when the Nationals come in next week, they're going to have going to be also Carifta trials. So hopefully some more kids will qualify. I know that a good crew qualified from the BAISS and a good crew that qualified from the GSSSA. I think I said the government public schools track and field championships. And so hopefully in the Nationals, we get kids coming from the different family islands, and they too will have some more kids qualifying for the Carifta team and doing well. So let's make sure we get out there next weekend. I think it's the 23rd to the 25th, if I'm correct. Could be wrong, don't quote me. But let's get out there, let's support them, let's support our athletes, and let's get behind them so that as they try to qualify the Carifta and try to get some more kids in there like that. You know, it's Thursday is always the best time to get the paper, you get the look at the obits. I don't know why we make that such a tradition in our country, to see who's gone, who's left us. I don't like doing that too much. Have you listened to the new KFC commercial with Naughty and Daskway as who wants the original, who wants the sexy zinger? I don't know if you voted yet, but you should go online and vote. I can tell you who I vote for, because he may get mad. I didn't vote for who think I vote for him. So let's get the support the KFC. Vote for which is zinger, whether you like your original or whether you like your zinger. And we should be expecting Senator Seymour any minute now. She texted me this nonsense, the traffic. She sent me some crying eyes that the traffic is very heavy. So you know she has to stay a little extra longer with me. And I know she's gonna have to stay a little longer with me because she didn't get it till after 4. So she'll have to stay with me until after 5 and talk some Dodger baseball with me and bring up some other sporting events that she knows that her husband likes to talk about. Because, you know, we are going to be talking with her not just about women. You know, this is Women's Month, and I like to say Women's Month. International Women's Day was last week. We're going to be talking about some things that women in politics, how it is to be a woman married to a man who's a fanatic for sports. Do you get into the sport? Do you just go and bake? Do you go and do something else? And he wants to talk about it when his team loses. How do you react? We're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about her role as a senator, some of the things that she holds dear to her heart. Things like, I think domestic violence is very dear to her and child abuse is very dear to her. And she's an advocate for that. She talks a lot about it. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. And we're going to talk about what her future is in politics. Is she considering running again? Is she going to just sit in the sidelines? We're going to talk a little bit about that. And then we're going to talk about the role that she plays in the Senate. How does she like it? How does she feel about it? How does the being, we call it the rookie, or the first year senator, how's the experience been? Have you learned a lot? Have you been having fun, or is it just too much work for you? And I think she'll tell us more about how fun it's been and how good it's been to be there. pastors just spend more money. And we talked about it a little bit more a little earlier today that we're seeing a lot of numbers increasing the pre-pandemic. A lot more visitors are coming. We're looking at maybe we'll hit 7 million tourists again. People are spending money. People are going to the farmland. People are traveling a lot, which is a good thing because then it brings more money into the economy. When we go out, and like I said earlier, when we're getting, I got that event to Starbucks. And they spent $2 and I got a $20 bill. I gave $18 back in change, no Bahamian money. So it tells us that more and more tourists are coming in, more and more tourists are spending money, just getting into it. And that's good for the country. That's good for the economy. That's good. And with summer coming, I hope that it'll be able to create some summer jobs for the kids. I hope that the co-op companies are making some money so they will consider bringing more kids in for the summer so we can keep on busy, more programs going on, get things moving in the country as we get into our 50th anniversary of independence. So, like I said, we expect the senator in. We're going to take another break and come back. She'll be upstairs sitting next to me, and we're going to have a really good talk about what's going on with Senator Maxine Seymour right after these messages.
Experience a flavor explosion with the new Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich from Dunkin', loaded with juicy chicken, marinara sauce, a generous drizzle of pesto sauce, all topped off with melted cheese and served on a warm, flaky croissant. Made to order all day long, the Dunkin' Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich combo includes a bag of baked Lay's and a freshly brewed iced tea. Enjoy a taste of Italy in every bite. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with any customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Tired of paying too many bills and loan payments each month?
Shrink your monthly debt payments down to one easy payment with our debt consolidation loan.
It also has a built-in savings that pays you 5% interest.
Inquire about our debt consolidation loans today.
Call 356-7764.
And welcome back to Talking Heads at Naughty. This is Pearly. Got a text. The administration broke the law with the Procurement Act 2021 before repealing it. This is the only administration that wantonly breaks the law because they intend to change it in the future. Can citizens break the law and then ask government to change it to retroactively legalize their criminal act? And text, I have to agree with you on this one. And I try to stay as neutral here on the show as possible, considering what my background is, but You can't break the law and come back and say, let's change it. Because it ain't fair to me, it ain't fair to you, it ain't fair to the rest of us. And the government said if their intention not to honor the Procurement Act, they should have brought one of the first pieces of legislation they should have brought was that. They should have put that out there, change it, and then do what they have to do. So now that the law has changed, and I haven't had an opportunity to read it yet, so I don't want to make any comments. I would hope that we'll be able to read it and understand, and people will. You can come on in. People will know what contracts are given out. They will know who got contracts, how much they paid, vice versa. Walking in there is a dear friend. He bailed me out many times. I think he come to bail me out today. The number one sports writer in the country, and I don't care who hear that, Sheldon Longley, my good friend, my good buddy. What's happening?
Thank you, brother.
You come.
It's always a pleasure. Always
you,
a pleasure.
You come to big up Zach, right? You come to say Zach did a good job that day.
I ain't no better than that, man. I'm a giant, man. I'm a giant at heart. I will always be a giant. Big ups to the Giants. We came fourth this year, but we're normally
what's fifth or fourth?
You came fourth, man. Fourth. We're normally third.
You know,
1989.
Yes.
Yeah, we still need to come collect that trophy of the Sox.
No, that was the Nationals. Y'all won in 89.
No, we won the Nationals in 96.
That was 96.
We won BAISS in 1989.
So y'all get one, QC get two, right? And we get 30.
QC have three,
and we get 30.
Something like that. I lost count.
Yeah, it was 34. Yeah, we get 30. Yeah,
yeah. But there was a big misconception going on for a lot of years saying Zach had won every single one. It was
no. You come to and I heard that you did win. I think it was the first one you won.
It wasn't the first one. I think the first one was 87.
Okay. Okay.
As a matter of fact, I think we might have won in 87 too.
You think so?
Double check that. Yes, I think we might have too. But I know we won an 89 for sure.
Okay.
I'm not too sure, but 87.
Okay.
But yeah, Sock won every other one except for 2015 and 2014, and QC win, and I think QC won again in 2017.
Yeah, somewhere around there. Yeah. Been a long time again before they win again.
Well, we'll see how it goes. Yeah. We'll see how it goes.
So what's been happening?
The balance of power has shifted.
What's been happening?
But first of all, I'm also sitting in as the Vice President of Marketing and Public Relations for the BAAs. We have our Corrupted Trials and National High School Championships coming up. It's the 25th to the 27th.
25th, another 23rd to the 25th, right?
You see, it's different this year. We have it is Saturday to Monday. So it's going to be Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Okay.
I think they have an event at the stadium on that Friday, so that's why we couldn't have it Friday to Sunday.
Okay.
But it should be exciting. You want everybody to come out
exciting.
And support these young athletes. This is the final local trials for the Corrupted Games. You know, so we're expecting at least 60 to 70 qualifiers this year.
Okay.
Right now, we have 40.
Okay.
Right? The outdoor season has just opened up. Collegiate athletes, they're going to qualify. A lot of them are coming home for the trials.
Okay.
You know, a lot of the high school kids here in Nassau and around the Bahamas are going to be here for the trials. So we're looking for a big event, March 25th to 27th. So please come on and support our event.
So you have a lot of kids coming in from the family islands?
We do. We do. Especially with it being combined with the high school nationals. This is the first year they're combining it. And, So
you know, we had a school come in town that didn't take a trophy back to them, back across the water. We ain't gonna let them take the Nationals trophy over that way.
Well, I don't think a family island has ever won Nationals, if I remember correctly. It's always been either Sox and Johns or Queens College, Queens College.
The Queens College won a couple
Queens
of divisions.
Queens College won one. CC Sweden won the first six.
Okay.
From 1989 to 1995. Then Sox won in 1995, St. John's won in 1996.
Right.
Then after that, it was always either C.R. Walker or SAC, or I think QC won a couple.
Did you get to see any of the government school track meet this year? I saw a lot of the private schools.
I saw one day at a government school track and field meets. I think they had one qualifier in the under 17 boys triple jump. Jonathan Rogers, congratulations to him.
Okay.
Most of the qualifiers from the high school meet came from the BAISS.
Yeah, they had a good number from there.
Yes, a good number from there. Yeah. So I'm excited, man. We had probably like more than 10 from the BISS alone.
Yeah, and like, I think it's a lot more. I think it's 14, 16, something like
that. Close to that.
Yeah.
And right now it's 40 in total, so.
Excellent. Can't be that. And you know, I've been encouraging people. We Corrupters, the first Corrupted Games we hosted, but I think we hosted it here in 75.
I can't remember the exact year.
And it was a young lady from the Bermuda named Pauline Jones. Or somebody Jones. So I might get the first name wrong.
Well, I didn't know one Pauline when it comes to Corrupted.
It was a Jones like a girl from Corrupted. She was the one who was dominant. I think Sean L. Ferguson was the triple long jumper dominant.
Yeah. And we had Bradley Cooper in the throws,
yeah.
Yes, we had Steve Hanna in the long jump.
Yes.
Frank Rutherford.
Yes.
Pauline Davis.
Yes.
That was the last time we won, 1984.
Yeah.
When it was LD and the Bombers. You won four in total. Jamaica has won every year since 1984.
I think the last time Jamaica was here with the girls with them long, sticking up, the hair sticking way up?
That was the previous time it was here. I think that was 2013.
The last time
it was here was 2018, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
Yeah, but the year you're talking about is 2013.
13, yeah.
And they had the two plots stuck up in there.
Determination?
Oh, no.
No, that was their strategy.
It was a mark. Yeah. It became a focal point and a conversation of the Corrupted Games and the interviews, because the girls were just winning, and you see these girls running with this thing sticking the top. They had sticking all the way up.
Then they came here to dominate. So they said, man, like, we got to have a particular style to really show off when we win this goal. You know?
So any word on how strong their team is this year?
Very strong.
Again?
Very strong. I looked at some of the times coming out of their trials.
Uh-huh.
They're going to be tough to beat in every event. You know, I think we're going to have a strong team as well. I think this is going to be our strongest team since 2012. When we won 15 gold medals in Bermuda. That time we had Shawnee and Anthony on the team, and the twins, Latario and the Thorn.
Yeah.
We won 15 gold medals in Bermuda. That was the best we had done since 1984.
Excellent. Excellent.
You know, this year, I believe we could either match that 15 or surpass it.
I hope we surpass it. You know, people tell me, I get riled out of that. I say, but we can't beat the Jamaicans. We fighting for second. Oh, you can't say that. This is our country. This is our...
That's the reality, you know, in the late 90s, our field program was pretty good.
Yes.
You know, and Jamaica almost always dominated in the track.
Yes.
But now Jamaica is dominated in the field and the track.
So they're
tough to beat. So we need the other countries to come on board and really take some of these distance medals away from Jamaica to balance off the scale a little bit.
So when Jamaicans realize not everybody can be as fast as Bolt, so what they do is then you start throwing, you start jumping. And
now every single event they had to beat in. I remember 2012 in Bermuda, you know, after the first session of Carifta, you know, the Bahamas and Jamaica was neck and neck, you know, and the Jamaican coach came to the Bahamian press and he said, the Bahamas beat us in the sprints, which we did.
Okay.
We beat them in the sprints. You know, they had the finals for the 100 and the 400 that evening, and we probably won like about 6 or 8, you know.
But I think we should be pretty strong, and our javelin throwers.
The javelin throwers are going to be strong.
Uh-huh.
Maybe not as strong as Jamaica, but they're still going to be strong. Some of our jumps are going to be pretty good.
You heard any other countries, Trinidad, anybody else, Holly Luck?
I haven't heard anything coming out of Trinidad.
And I know you're good friends with the IAAF. World Relay's coming soon. How that looking?
Well, I mean, I'm glad it's back. You know, I don't think it should have been taken away in the first place. You know, that's to me, the World Relay is something that is synonymous with the Bahamas. You know, with our weather and our love for relays and our dominance in relays over the years. That's something that should have always been here and should stay on.
But you know, some people say you just can't cross your peoples, right? But that's one of the things I disagreed with moving it. I worked the first World Relays.
And you know the excitement of the World
Relays. I got a feeling of ownership, of entitlement. And so when that was announced, I did cuss some people out. I did. I couldn't do that publicly, but I did privately, right? I did not agree with that. And I am a proponent of sports. I'm a proponent of the World Relays. I am a strong proponent of sports in this country.
Yes, and it comes with a huge price tag, but I think it's one that is worth investing into. We just have to market it a little better.
Yes.
See if we can make some money out of it. You know, but yeah, I definitely welcome it coming back. You know, I hope it stays too.
I hope so too.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming.
Yes, indeed, man.
So good to see you.
Anytime
you are here, just drop your head. You know, when you hear me, filling in for Naughty.
We'll do, man. I just want to remind everybody again, March 25th to 27th, Beach Relay Carifta Trials and the High School Nationals. Please come on and support our young
athletes. How much are the tickets?
The tickets right now, I think, is $12 VIP and $7 general
admission. Can't beat that with a stick.
Can't beat it.
And lots of good food, lots of good activities.
Yes, indeed. And it's a test event for the Carifta Games, so it's going to be run the same way as the Carifta Games.
So, yeah. I think they did both the BAIS and the GSSSA like that as well, right?
Yes, indeed.
I must give credit. I was at the BAISs. They did a fantastic job. It was moving on time.
Well, I know you was in your glory. You was a soccer, so I know you was in your glory.
I was more than my guys on top. that's one, you know, I like my red shirt, so I had to make sure sock was well represented.
Well, we just happy it was in St. John's. We just happy that the green was in the mix. We'll take that.
All right, my brother.
All right, brother. Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it.
Okay, good to see you. And then also joining us in the studio is the lovely Senator Maxine Seymour. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good to be here and enjoying your conversation with Sheldon.
But you know, you're a Bahamian woman now. You know, obviously. What happened?
All kind of things happen.
Traffic.
But I hear.
You know something? I don't know why, but traffic is like ridiculous.
I don't know what's going on. It's literally horrible.
And it ain't government payday. Is it
around the 15th? No, I was trying to figure out.
Well, 15th is payday too, so plenty of people are just spending money today.
Something going on. Like you said, the economy is, you know, picking up, but we do have to be mindful with our spending.
So how you been?
Been good.
So, I was told I can't talk too much politics with you because people can get vexed. So what we can do is we can take a call first, and then you and I can have a talk. You're on the air with the Talking Heads. How are you today? Who I have with me?
I'm doing great. Listen, one thing they have to change is what they don't allow you to bring food in. But you have a lot of vegetarian and vegan. And
okay.
You better come in here to stop.
Well, I got Sheldon's ear. I'm going to whisper in his ear that they have to make sure that at these events they have some stuff
for
vegan.
A lot of people are going vegan now and vegetarian, so when you come in there, everything is a bunch of meat.
But, you know, we have the experience in dealing with that stuff, because particularly when the World Relays came here, we had people from all over the world coming in. So you had people who were vegan, people who were Muslim, who were Jews, all that. So they had to find ways to feed them differently. So we know how to do it. We've done it before, we've done it really well before, so... I'm sure Lyndon Maycock is listening, and I'm sure Sheldon is listening.
I guess
tell the vendors to look out for the vegan.
You know, because one time I came, I mean, I had to starve because I don't eat meat.
I'm so sorry. I, you know, and that's more meat for me. So I do understand. And I would hope they would consider the vegan. Thanks a lot. Thank you for calling in.
But one more thing.
Yes.
I caught this girl from Jamaica in the trials.
Uh-huh.
11-1.
Yeah, they're tough. They're really fast.
They can be tough to be Jamaican.
But there's nothing like the heart of a home person. It's not like the heart of a Bahamian and bigger behind.
Rise to the occasion.
And anything can happen.
Yeah.
Anything can happen. Okay, my brother. Thanks for calling. So, Senator, what you been up to? I saw an article, a statement that you made the other day and showing concern for the uprise in domestic violence and child abuse. And I know that's a pet peeve or that's a passion of yours. What's been going on? Is it because some people, we were talking about this the other day as well, and we're saying, for some reason, we feel that there's a rise in it in the country.
Right, it is. And I am very, very, very concerned about that. And we just have to do more to really be visible, to look out for our women, for our children. The country, you know, recently we celebrated International Women's Day, and the theme for this year was Embrace Equity. And I have to say that as a country, we're not where we need to be when it comes to equity or equality, when it comes to the genders. And in my mind, and I'm not a man, but if I lived in a society where things were in my favor and where women, even in the law, appeared to be the lesser citizens, then maybe I'd be more empowered to run wild and just treat them as property and objectify them and the children and do whatever I want, because, you know, things just aren't equal.
I can throw one curve ball there, because somebody made a statement yesterday. I do not agree with this. I'm only going to throw this out there for the conversation. And they said, he's talking about an older friend of ours. He says, you see why Mr. do not like to work with women. And I said, why? He said, because there's always drama. There's always something going on. They have to run times in a month. They can't. They're miserable or whatever you want to call it. What do you say to that? You know, and I like, whoa.
Right. The thing is, that's a very unfortunate perception. There are a lot of unfortunate perceptions out there that are not facts. For example, I heard a member of the Royal Bahamas Police Force say in a presentation that it's a fact that men get in more accidents than women. Now, the perception out there, though, is that women can't drive. And he literally said that the traffic accidents, the facts state that men get in more accidents. Another example is
That's interesting.
The perception that women talk more than men. Communicologists will tell you that men actually talk more than women. That's another perception that needs to be demystified.
Okay.
Now, go on to what you're talking about, okay? This whole mood and emotions, etc. I used to work somewhere where literally people used to ask if the boss period on today. And he was a man. And so the point of the matter, okay then. And so the point of the matter is this perception that for whatever reason, people think that hormonally we can't manage our emotions at a certain time. That's not acceptable. And furthermore, whoever you're talking to yesterday should be embarrassed to admit that women have to be disturbed or distracted or, you know, they have to leave the job in order to do parental duties. Because the reality is that if they were in an equitable and equal parenting relationship, the load shouldn't fall with them when it comes to the children and picking up and dropping off, because the man should actually pull up his socks and do something. And finally, the whole thing about drama and working with women, I have to tell you, I work with men.
Yes.
And if you want to talk drama, that's all I'll have to say.
I got two things to say. I can defend men. I can defend me as a man. Somebody once said, Earl, you was a terrible. And one of the things that I always made sure that I did when my kids were growing up was participate in every aspect of what they were doing. Mrs. Diane Sapero, who was the principal of Zavis when I took my son there, says, Earl, and she taught me in the fifth grade, so she knew me all my life. She said, the kids who participate in every aspect of the child's education are the ones that do the best. I say, yeah, but I can check the homework. No, she's not talking about checking the homework. I'm talking about being a part of the PTA, coming to the assemblies, coming to everything. So even if my daughter was only saying, good morning, welcome to our assembly, I was there taking a picture of that. Now, I may have ended up with 40 or 50 rolls of film I never developed, but I took these pictures. just to make sure that she saw that daddy was there to support. And I brag about this. I could count on one hand the events that I've missed for my three kids in their years in Xavier's and St. Augustine's.
Well, you're to be commended. And I'll tell you, there are other men who are like you.
There are.
And in our country, unfortunately, the so-called deadbeat dads sometimes overshadow the good men because yes. There are great fathers out there
yes. Who
ought to be commended and celebrated for doing what they ought to do because
yes. This
is what fathers ought to do. And so there are good dads out there. Unfortunately, they are insufficient. And so many households are headed by single mothers.
Yes.
And yes, they do need to have certain concessions sometimes when it comes to their children. But that does not mean that whoever you spoke with should avoid wanting to work with them. Because I'll tell you, when they are at work, perhaps they're more productive. Perhaps they push harder. Perhaps they put more in. And so yes, they may have to go and do school pickup, you know, but these are the kind of discrimination challenges that we have as women in our society. Even in terms of if I have to work a late night shift, daycare doesn't extend beyond a certain time. Like you said, they don't want to hire me because they feel like I'm going to have to tend to my children. They want to know how many children do you have in an interview. That's unfair. That's inequitable. Yes, that's unequal. Yes. And we have to get past that as a society.
But we as a society need to do because, you know, the Americans, they give you paternity leave. They give you all kind of leaves because they understand what family is about. And we need to understand that, I had no problem. I had no problem babysitting and no problem doing what I had to do. And I commend those single mothers out there who battle. You know, I have about 30 godchildren. And out of those 30 godchildren, probably 26 of them are single mothers. So I've done things and spent time with them, hang with them, try to be a mentor to some of them. And I think I have some pretty good ones out there. I have one who moved all the way up the ranks to senior officer in the police force. Another one moved up the ranks to Cable Bahamas and doing well out there. So It's not just about the women. So when people look at that, and I say as a joke, because my experience in work, in my workplace, and I've worked in several places, my best employees, my best relationships were with my female employees, my female colleagues, women who I work with in every aspect of what I've done in politics and in work. The women I work with, I work better with.
Girls
and,
rock.
And it's not, and I know how to separate the play. To me, it was all professional. I don't dip my ink in the well where I work. I don't mix business with pleasure. When we work and we move on. So I've had better experience, and particularly in my time at ZNS, most of my most loyal and close former colleagues and former employees are the females there who I have wonderful working relationships with. And still today, I've developed a friendship with them that we could talk. I could call them, they call me, whatever, and be, hey, how you doing? You're all right. So that's a good thing. But what I want to talk to you about, no, we ain't getting into no politics. You married to a sports fanatic.
Yes.
My dear friend of mine, and him and I pulled for the same team. We're big Dodger fans. And we believe if you cut me in, I bleed Dodger blue. A lot of women, and this is International Women's Month. I take it for the whole month. I honor women the whole month. I honor women all the time, but I honor women for the month of March. I know that my wife at the time hated me watching. I couldn't scream for the Dolphins. I couldn't scream. She couldn't deal with it. My girlfriend is fine, and you watch sports, but she goes in another room. How do you deal with a husband that's fanatic? I know baseball season starts. I know spring training is going on. I know when the Dodgers start. That's 10 o'clock in the night to 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. We watching baseball. And we watching football all day Sunday and whatever, basketball. And how do you as a woman in this International Women's Month deal with a man that's so much into sports?
Well, the irony of life in my case is that my husband literally follows, you know, National Football League, you know, Major League Baseball. He follows the National Basketball Association. So it's not even like, okay, I know that these 3 months of the year, all year round, and some of these seasons overlap. And like you say, his teams are West Coast teams. And so he's going to be up all night because the game's starting whatever time, etc. So Dodgers, Lakers, Dolphins, I know that's him. And then he just likes the game in general. So even if his team isn't playing, he's still watching the game. And we stay watching Red Zone because he won't watch all the games at the same time. And obviously only one TV. So Red Zone is the best way to do that, right? But the reality is that I think that in any relationship, for women or men, when your spouse or your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your significant other is complaining about something in your life, it's because they feel that something in your life is getting more attention than they are. And so in a lot of cases when arguments start, it's not because women just don't like all the sports. No, it's because they see where you dedicate it for 3 hours. You're in front of the TV, you quiet, you set up, you get your popcorn, you know, you're romancing this team, all that. But then you want to go somewhere quick. They just want to hurry up, go to the drive-thru, get the burger and keep going. So they start to compare how you're treating them to your devotion and love for the game. And then when they feel as if it's inequitable, that's when they're more likely to get upset and be like, oh, you're always in front of this TV. All you like is da-da-da, but you can't find time for me. I ask you to do something and you this and that, but you could make time. So I feel as if in any relationship, it's important to prioritize your spouse or your significant other to the point where they don't have to feel jealous of your teams, because jealousy isn't just another person, you know. It's whatever in your life seems to be getting more attention than I am. And so how I make it is, you know, well, first of all, you know, I don't, like, he does spend time and prioritize me, but if you can't beat him, join him. So long years ago, I figured out, okay, if this what he into, cheap I get into it too. I mean, would I prefer to be watching something else? Possibly. But I've spent the last 20-something years just watching sports. That's just what I have to do, because if I want to be with him, now I know he's sleeping on the sofa doing, like, his West Coast teams, like I say. So now he could either be on the sofa and I be in the room, or I could decide I'm going to go on the sofa. You know, the reality is that as individuals coming together, there are things that you're going to like, that one is going to like, that the other one may not come into a relationship having an appreciation for. But a part of oneness is learning to really accept them for who they are and enjoy some of the things they enjoy. So if we go to a Miami Dolphin game, we go early, team warming up. Now he there strategizing over which team they play in, what the stats are, what the likelihood of their win is, which rarely likely, but nonetheless, I know you all diehard Dolph fans. Every season, this the season, so I ain't getting into that.
It's always this year.
It's either because y'all get a new player, a trader player, or some of the coach. It's always y'all always feeling it. The one thing I say is y'all have that in y'all have a lot of faith. But as a woman, I might go to the game, and you know he might be thinking about the game getting started. And while he thinking about that, someone on the side of him might have a pair of binoculars. Now, I'll tell you, nothing like football players warming up.
See, I know you can come to that. You like that.
So each of us can find our own thing to appreciate.
It's a given thing. And that is why I'm getting into the WNBA.
Exactly.
But women, I want you to hear what this lady said. She did not say football, basketball, and baseball. She said that National Basketball Association, the Major League Baseball, and the National Football League. She didn't say football. She called these leagues out. So this shows you, as a woman, she understands. Or you're saying, listen, I can't beat him. He can watch these sports. That's what he like. I need him doing this. Let me be a part of this. Are there things that you do that he's as a part of in terms of support, as you support his love of sports? Is there things that he would do to support your love of?
Absolutely. Yes, exactly. You know, so my husband is someone who, like, he's game. You know, if I have somewhere to go, he's coming along. And people often say, well, you get him out. Like, I try to get my husband out. He said he wasn't coming or whatever. So whatever it means to spend time together, yes, we would do that. But, you know, like, I literally feel like I know everybody from Stephen A. Smith to, like, anyone you want to name. And I don't really talk sports as a, like, you know, I don't really go out in the public talking sports. But I'll tell you, over the past 20 years, as much I don't know. Because the thing is, in addition to watching the games, you know, and I'm sure you do this too, you got to watch the pregame show. You got to watch the postgame show. Yeah. You got to hit, like, all the panels, what diction is, what who lose. It's just ridiculous. You know, it's just ridiculous. And
I am to a point that my TV does not turn off at night. It stays on ESPN. When I get up, I'm watching SportsCenter. I want to see who win, who lose. I want to check all the highlights. And the first take, I got to talk to the first take. Yep. Then I got to get to Stephen A. Smith.
24/7, that's what it is. But as a woman, I might watch, they might be talking. Sometimes I look and I be like, oh, that's a nice suit. I like how he do that, you know, lapel with that tie or that pocket piece, or I could see Rico in that. It's so much, without just being fussing, you might not always be interested in the topic matter, but I could look at the way they, like, set the shot up, where they have them seated, you know, the screen in the back. Sometimes, you know, the people who are in the back trying to hail and get on TV. It's so much, like, excitement that you could find to enjoy it, where it might not even be, you might not be watching with the same objectives, but you could still watch together and find enjoyment in it.
I always look, when you come out and I see you, I don't be looking for you, you know. I be looking for Rico.
I know. Everyone likes him better than me, even the kids.
But then, him and I, we were at a function one time. And we were having lunch. And him and I sat together. I don't think you and him talk. Him and I just talk baseball straight through. And you don't find many, today, you don't find many people who talk baseball. So whenever I meet somebody, and particularly they like the same, but it's good to know that you have, that he can say, my wife is with me. My wife supports what I do. I know you didn't get to go with him when he went to the All-Star game.
No, he laughed. You see that?
Yeah, I see that.
He laughed me. And
no, but I'm vexed at him because he made me so.
I mean, he was like, he gone. And he had the time of his life. Yes, he had the time of his life, you know. Thanks, like, even like Anton Richardson, he got to see the series that was after that when they were playing the Giants. And so he went. He loves his sports so much, you know. And he even collects cards.
So I used to. Time is run out on us. We're going to take it to the top of the hour, the news break. And when we be back, Senator's going to give me 5 minutes because I know she got to be somewhere for 6 o'clock. So she's going to give me 5 minutes right after the 5 o'clock break. This is Talking Heads and Naughty. I'm your co-host or your guest host today, Pearly. Thanks for being with us. And I want to thank our sponsors.
When I got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
It's You Gotta Time again, y'all. This Saturday and Sunday, all roads lead to Montague Beach for the Long Island Association Mini Regatta and Fair. Enjoy food, drinks, and music by DJ Rap with Class E and Class C boats racing. Come see Sassy Sue, Sweetie, Kings and Knights, Corporate 2, and so much more. And yes, we get dinner. They talk about steak, fish, ribs, chicken, and of course, we get that mutton. This weekend, March 18 and 19 at Montague Foreshore from 12 to 9 p.m. Don't miss it.
Original or hot and spicy.
Feeling original? Think twice. Here's some precise advice.
Always add the spice.
Hey, that's great. Take your time, brother. I don't want you to run too far out with your spicy self.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, mouth hot, but you still ain't got the right flavor.
Listen, just like the Colonel, I'm an original. You? There's a spicy gum lately.
You think so? Original. You could never.
There's no winning flavor. They're all finger-licking good. Only at KFC Nassau.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
And welcome back to Talking Heads with Naughty. This is Pearly, his guest host today. And I have, this is one of my beautiful women. You know, Naughty knows my name. I always ask any gals. So I'm happy I have these gals today. But a dear friend who I've not seen in so many years. It's so good to see you. Michelle Minus is here to talk about first class promotions. She's trying to get me in trouble here.
Oh,
I am so happy to see you. And she's bringing, in conjunction with the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture, WBA, World Boxing Association International Female Fight.
World title fight.
World title fight. World 10-round main event. Lindsay Gabbett of Toronto, Canada, is versus Jamie the Miracle Mitchell from Las Vegas, Nevada. And then you get Simone Silva. From Sao Paulo, Brazil, and O'Shea Jones from Philadelphia, born and raised. Spent most of her days in the playground at the Kendall Isaacs Gym, Friday, the 31st of March, 2023, 8 p.m., Nassau in the Bahamas. General admission is $35, VIP $125. And what I love about this is we're honoring my dear buddy, my good Kynes Jr., former world champion, former boxer. And Ray is battling an illness right now. Mm-hmm. And we're going to honor him at this event. Many, many times Ray and I talked about boxing. Many, many times Ray and I did stuff to promote. And just to talk about, you know, just to talk about Ray a little bit. He had a 37 wins, 9 losses, 1 draw, but 27 KOs. Mm-hmm. He was the 1998 Commonwealth Boxer of the Year, 6-time British Commonwealth Champion, 3-time world title contender to WBA, WBC, and the WBO. WBC Continental of America's champion, 5-time Bahamian champion, and proprietor of the Champions Amateur Boxing Club. That's Ray Minus. What Ray has done for boxing in this country, very few have done. What Ray has done internationally for boxing in this country, very few have done. So to say we're going to honor him for an event like this, this is wonderful. This is good stuff. And you bring in some female boxers in. And I was telling the senator a little while ago, she was making fun about how she liked to watch the football players warm up. I said, that's why I'm getting into the WNBA. Uh-huh. I'm getting into more women's sports.
Yes.
I found myself watching Fight Night the other night, and IBC fight, and young lady from Brazil was also fighting. And apart from being sexy, I think it's kind of fun.
Well, women.
Nobody, please forgive me.
Women boxing in the world, actually. Well, with the exception of the Bahamas, well, the Caribbean, it's big international. It's big in Europe. It's big in the U.S. And it's big all over. Forgive me, Bahamas, and I'm back for a short time, but I'm back. So it's we're actually paying homage to Ray Minus Jr. And bringing awareness to ALS. You know. There is a lot of talk about cancer, a lot of talk about lupus, and there's a lot of awareness. There's no awareness on ALS. So we want to bring that awareness so that persons would be able to see what it is that Ray has. 3 videos were done by ZNS, and it was played and aired, and I know a lot of persons might have seen it. If you haven't, you can reach out to Charles Fisher at ZNS, and he will definitely send it over to you so that you can really see the condition that he is in. And so we want to let him know that we're still in his corner, and then because it's his fight, our fight.
Yes.
And we're helping him to fight this disease.
And a lot of people say, what is ALS? And as a sports person, we know it as Lou Gehrig disease. Lou Gehrig was the first baseman for the New York Yankees, an all-star first baseman for Naughty's team, those Yankees. And he took sick, and they diagnosed him as ALS, which is an always fatal neurodegenerative disease in which a person's brain loses control. People with ALS lose their ability to walk, talk, eat, and eventually breathe.
Yes.
And it's a slow killer. Mm. I mean, let's be frank, it's a slow killer.
It is, and like I always said, I put it in layman terms, and I say it's the muscles fighting with the tissues, and so they're having a fight while the brain is losing all of this energy, and the brain is losing thought and everything. So it's a fight going on in there. But so just to bring it down like that, because some people will not understand.
Let me ask you this: how is Ray? How is he doing today?
Last time I saw him, he was doing well, and
he's moving. He's around.
In good. Yeah, he's in good spirits, and he's doing what he does best.
God willing, will he be at the fight?
He will be at the fight.
Oh, great.
He's definitely going to be there. Persons would definitely, he'll be a grand entrance.
Yes.
The whole event is going to be awesome. We're going to have the carnival dances, the junk canoe, everything is just going to be top notch. We're sending him off, in a bang because nobody really gave him a good send off.
We have not we've not in the past honored our athletes the way we should have.
Yeah.
You know, we put more emphasis on making our politicians our heroes.
Yes.
And our real heroes were
not just the politicians,
but around ourselves in terms of our athletes. And the people who represent our country.
And I get every day people were calling me, my phone is falling off the hook, and they're saying, well, Michelle, that's your ex-husband. Well, why are you doing these things? But sickness has no bearing on persons.
It doesn't.
And I can walk outside right now. Something can happen. And, you know, what could I say? So it's not that. We share a daughter together.
A beautiful, and lovely young lady.
Yes. And she's married with 2 kids.
Yes, okay.
And so the struggle is on her. And so she's an only child on both sides. I don't have any other kids. He doesn't have any other kids. So she needs that assistance, you know?
And
so,
I know. And we keep it right on. You know, many days you and Ray sat in my office and we plan events or I helped you with events. And
thank you for that. You made it possible for him to nurture all of the current reigning champions now, Jermaine Jujumaki, Misha Major, Akina Sanders, Jerry Butler, all of those top athletes. It was because of you guys it made them.
Yeah, we'd be very, I mean, always, like I said, I'm a sports fanatic, so anytime you come to me and say we're doing sports, I can find a way to help, find a way to make it happen, find a way to do what we can do, because that's the way we develop our kids, that's the way we develop, and that's the way school
gets to do things.
You know, I have a young friend, and I want to be a professional basketball player. I said, you're only one hamstring, one MCL pull away from ending your career.
Dwayne.
Get your academics together and use your academics. Get your sports. Use sports to get you your education and then use your brain to move forward in sports.
Right.
And so we have and a lot of kids have opportunities now to go off to school to get a degree and do things. And it's because Pace said it's like, great. I mean, a lot of some of the boxers, I think you had Toriano Johnson, and he spent years in Cuba.
Him and Shimon Bain and Carl Heal.
Yes.
They're all Ray fighters.
Yes.
All of them.
These are people Ray has brought on this ring. Ray has taught and taught how to box, how to move around the ring, how to do things. And these guys have all been successful.
And all of them has been successful.
Because of the way Ray Minus Jr. has done. And I am so happy to see this. You know, when I saw Naughty said, earlier I have Michelle, and I said, oh, Michelle, don't tell me. And he said, he honored Ray. I said, honoring Ray?
Everybody is amazing over that.
You know, I've gone through a divorce like you, so I know the pain of it. And I know how that is, right? And so to be able to be friends is a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
I mean, not because you can't be together as a couple, you can't.
No, you still
have children, you do have kids, you have common interests. And so those things that you have to take in, and it only makes sense to be cordial about it. And I congratulate you for that. I am so happy.
And you know, the thing is, if you're serving God, and if that's what you're doing, then, you know, that comes along with the territory.
Where can we get tickets?
Tickets by logging on, well, scanning the QR code, or if you don't have a flyer with the QR code, you can go on to www.bahamas.etickets. We're accepting Visa cards and MasterCards.
So www.bahamas.etickets.com.
Yes. Yes.
And then there's a number 465-2313 that you can call.
Yes. And this all-female world title fight is going to take place Friday, March 31st at the Secondo J. L. Isaacs Gymnasium at 8 p.m. Please come out and support. Let Ray know that you're still in his corner. It's his fight. It's our fight.
So there are only two fights that night? Or
no, we have four fights that night. All female. All it's female. An all-female card.
Oh, this is so
cool. It's the first time ever in the Bahamas and also in the Caribbean. So we're setting the trend for others to follow.
Now, women, you got to come and support your own. See, my only thing about women, I so hate to see pretty faces get banged up.
Well, that's a profession for them as well. You know, that's a job for them.
So Simone Silva is the champion.
Yeah.
And she's defending a champion against O'Shea Jones.
Yes. And I want you to know with that, O'Shea is a bronze medalist at the Olympics.
Okay.
And Lindsay is also a silver medalist.
So O'Shea has not been a professional very long.
No, not very long.
Last Olympics, she got the bronze.
Yes, at the last Olympics.
Super.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so you would see there where Jamie.
Jamie.
She was also a bronze medalist. The only person on there that didn't medal, but, you know, won U.S. titles would have been Simone Silva.
Okay.
But all the rest of them are Olympians. So
both fight titles, fighters, yes?
No, just the main event is a title fight.
Okay.
And the undercard and the co-main event will be O'Shea.
So
and Simone.
The other two fights, are they Bahamians or?
Yeah, we're getting. There are no female fighters here.
Uh-huh.
But we're putting something together. They'll be at like an amateur level for those ones.
You're not ready to call their names just yet.
No, not as yet. But we will do that pretty soon.
We'll just work on it. We'll get you back on before the show, a couple of days before the show, so we can talk about it more.
Yes.
So we can talk about who these Bahamian boxers are.
Right.
Talk about, and maybe bring one of them with you.
Yeah, I could probably do that.
That'd be nice. That'd
yes.
Be nice. Naughty, I'm committing you, Naughty.
And I just want everyone to know that from 9 o'clock in the morning until fight time and right on beyond fight time, we will have vendors out there selling food and drinks. And so you can come out. Music will be playing. Persons. And we're also going to be selling T-shirts. So you can reach me on 465-2313 so that you can know how you can get your T-shirt.
Okay.
And the design is just beautiful. What you read from would be the back, and this would be the front of the of it.
Yes.
So we want to get it out there. We want persons to be able to wear the shirts that night at the event and just come out and have a really good time and celebrate Ray in grand style to see him go off, you know, in a good way.
Are you open for any more vendors? If anybody's
If anybody else, we will be happy to.
465-2313.
And even if somebody want to come on as a late sponsor, we are gracious. Course.
And you're helping remind us. That. So, you know.
Yes, and it's for a worthy cause. It's not just, you know, and you'll get another opportunity to support female boxing in October, just the 6th. I'm staging a British Commonwealth title fight here in the Bahamas. It will be a female, but the undercard will be male. So we'll have unisex.
Wonderful.
A unisex fight.
And people, I want to say, I've worked with Michelle and Ray for many events, many boxing shows. This is going to be a really good show. I know that. If there's anything like what she's done in the past, it's going to be well organized. The setup is going to be nice. And it's going to be a really show that you're going to get your money sweat and you're going to enjoy
it.
The talent is going to be there. You're going to get some good fights, some good boxing with some female boxers. So come out and support. Men, come out and support. All right, as we close out International Women's Month, and this would probably be the last event for International Women's Month. Let's come on, there was a saying when I went to college in Minnesota, there was a saying that March comes in like a lamb and out like a lion, meaning it'll have snow in early March, it'll be beautiful in late March, or it'll be really nice in early March and snow in late March. So let's go out in March like lions. And let's support Ray Miners, let's support this event, and let's make sure that we are out there, and I will be there, and Naughty and I will be there.
Thank you so much, and just so they'll know the VIP area, for the year 125, you'll get two drinks, and you'll have some hors d'oeuvres, so you'll have something to really, you know,
super
hold on to, and, you know, make it a Friday evening event, just, you know, be ready for the fight at 8.
Okay. So good to see you.
Good seeing you, too.
We're going to take a break now. Thank you for coming. When we come
back,
the good senator is going to give us a few more words, and we're going to talk a little bit of sports. I think I should have Pete and Obi there.
Hi, Senator.
And we'll talk a little NFL. We'll talk about some moves that made. I guess Aaron Rodgers is about to sign with the Jets. So when we come back, talk sports on Talking Heads with Naughty. I want to say thank you for Michelle for being with us.
Thank you.
Alert! The Dunkin' Maple Sugar Bacon Breakfast Sandwich is the perfect blend of maple and smoked bacon in every bite. Enjoy a fluffy egg, melted Swiss cheese, and sweet caramelized maple sugar smoked bacon, all stacked on a warm, flaky croissant. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Tap into maple flavor today at Dunkin'. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, George is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with George's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. George's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in to be put fashion at your feet.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first. Guaranteed to pay
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start. From the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Get your Charifta tickets. The 50th Charifta Games is coming. April 7th to April 10th. Tickets are on sale now. Online at Charifta50.com or at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium, Western Grand Entrance. For more details, email tickets at Charifta50.com or call 605-4051.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Original or hot and spicy?
Feeling original? Think twice. Here's some precise advice.
Always add the spice.
Hey, that's great. Take your time, brother. I don't want you to run too far out with your spicy self.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, mouth hot, but you still ain't got the right flavor.
Listen, just like the Colonel, I'm an original. You? This is a spicy come lately.
You think so? Original. You could never.
There's no winning flavor. They're all finger-licking good. Only at KFC Nassau.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
And we're back with Talking Heads. This is Pearly. And, you know, the good senator sat in with me for when we spoke to Michelle. And she made a comment that's not let you make it.
Well, I was just saying that, you know, Michelle, first of all, ought to be commended for what she's doing. And I really hope that everyone comes out and supports the event, his fight, our fight. But in talking about boxing and women, my thing is the one place where we're not necessarily embracing equity is in sports.
I agree.
You know, we say it's International Women's, you know, well, it's a day and he's given it a month. But the reality is that there's so much inequity and inequality in this world. And sports is one of them. When you look at what WNBA players make compared to NBA players, when you look at the ratings on some of these, you know, sports leagues and on like women athletes and stuff, when it comes to boxing, like, you know, I think even for you, it's odd to kind of see, okay, women boxing, you say, you know, you don't want them to ruin their pretty faces and things like that, right? And so the reality is, and like she said, they're professionals. So when it comes to sports in general, when it comes to many other spheres as well, there's so much more to do toward equity and equality for women.
Yeah, particularly in the salaries. I mean, I think John Quayle may have signed a $250,000 contract with LeBron making $50 million.
Could you imagine?
So it is, and but it's a lot better than it was. And I'm not saying it's nowhere near where it needs to be. There's a lot of work to be done. But I would notice this week, the NCAA tournament started today. I'm already, my bracket already screwed up. I think from the first game, my bracket was. But I noticed that they did the selections the same way for the men as they did for the women. They had the men had their selection show, the women had the selection show. The men have 68, the women have 68. So they're, at least ends
making
up
NCAA,
they're making strides. There's a lot of work to do and a lot of stuff there to do. But just as we get into the show, let's talk about local sports. Bahamas PGA asking for leading jobs for Bahamians golf pros. Association President Pratt says more opportunities need to be made available. Countdown to Carifta, 23 days to go. 23 days to go. Bahamas here and others now partnering up and come on board with Carifta. And Johnson wins the gold medal at the judo competition in Edmonton. And that's Xavion Johnson.
Right. I didn't read this article on the golfers, but we celebrated the other day when Fred Papal, if I'm not mistaken, became president of the...
The United States Golf Association, UGS, and, you know, USGA.
So that's something to be proud of. And so we must do, and you were talking about it earlier, sports opens doors for so many people that ordinarily they wouldn't be able to walk through. And so the reality is that it doesn't matter your socioeconomic situation. Sometimes you could think your way out of it. You could play your way out of it. You could run your way out of it. And so it's very important for us to invest in our athletes and to give them opportunities to compete, to train, to excel, because they not only do things for themselves, but even others. You mentioned so many persons who came up, you know, behind or with Ray Minus Jr., who he helped to shape and groom as boxers. And so the reality is that we have to do what we can to help our athletes and to show them appreciation and to really honor them.
Exactly. Do we have Peter or Obi on, Ms. Medusa? No? Oh, I thought they were joining me today. Well, we'll talk about out in sports today. We know that the NCAA tournament started today. And when I tell you my brackets already screwed up, my brackets already screwed up from the first game. Oh, I wanted to cry real tears. I wanted to cry real tears today. Because I'm trying to win that $100,000 that island game given. So as of now, I'm not winning that. We know that much. Number one, Kansas beat Howard in the 96 and 60. That was nothing. Missouri was all over Utah State. And I picked Utah State to beat Missouri, so I lost that one, 76-65. Virginia, I picked Virginia to beat Furman. Furman beat them 68-67. I did pick Maryland to beat West Virginia. Maryland won 65-66. So right now we got, in progress right this moment, you got Texas A&M at Alabama. Alabama got a 21-point lead over them, and the game is just about done. San Diego State and Charleston are tied with 3 minutes left in the second half. Princeton and Arizona, 31-30 with 19 minutes left in the second half. Illinois, Arkansas, 36-26 at the half. And then later on tonight, we got Auburn at Iowa, Oral Roberts at Duke, Colgate at Texas, Boise State at Northwestern, Northern Kentucky at Houston, Louisiana at Tennessee, Penn State at Texas A&M, UNC Asheville at UCLA. I like the UCLA team. When they play later tonight at 10 o'clock. So you can watch college football from 12 noon to midnight every day for the night. Today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, and then next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So that's some good stuff. Who's in and who's out? I see the Giants made a signing today. And I'm so pissed that Peter's not calling me. Peter, we're gonna have a real talk later. What will Rodgers do is the question. That's been the talk all day today. He gave the Jets a lineup, said, listen, I need these people with me. I want these people with me. He says he wants to be there. I think they're trying to work it out. We know that Jimmy Garoppolo went to Vegas. He arrived there today at a fanfare. People are excited about that. Who else signed today? I think the problem with the Jets, and let's go back to the Rodgers thing. I think the problem with that is the Packers realize Rodgers won't be there. The Packers realize the Jets really want him. And I think they're probably asking for 3 arms, 4 legs, and 2 toes. Because can't be that they can't work this out knowing that nobody wants to be there. Neither of them want to be there. Let's get it out the way and let's move on. You know, let's move on. I see the Dodgers are still looking at getting some couple of players. Who else is in? Giants re-signed Darius Slayton. He agreed to stay in New York. One more time, so that's a good sign for them. They're trying to build their team up. 2-year contract, $12 million, $6 million. That's not a bad deal, so I can live with that. What else going on? I had the Giants and the Ravens are interested in OBJ. He should really go to the Ravens. I think it'd be good for him and Lamar to be together. But that's another. We'll see how that goes. Harrison Smith is returning to the Vikings. Six-time Pro Bowler agrees to a restructured deal worth $8 million with $2 million incentive. That's a good deal for them. This is interesting. Former Jets wide receiver joining the Dolphins, Braxton Barrios. I don't quite understand that signing. That one I have to look up and talk about that a little later on. I see the Steelers cut Miles Jack. Veteran linebacker was cut by the Steelers. I see the Bucs sign Chase Edmonds. He was the Broncos. Chase Edmonds ran for the Dolphins last year, so and for the Broncos. So he's now with the Tampa Bay Bucs. I guess he'll be replacing Fournette. And I guess that's all who's in and who's out. No Peter, no OB yet. I guess that's all who's all in and who's out.
Yes.
Have you been following some of the moves in the NFL?
I have. I've been following moves everywhere. Listen, we be in on these trades, you know, and okay. These negotiations. You have to understand, the commissioner calls my husband, the team coach, everybody. No, I've been following it, and I've been following call it track as well, because okay. My nephew, he celebrates a birthday today, actually, Zachary Evans, and he'll be coming home to compete in Carifta. He's at University of Miami now with okay. The Purdue team,
okay.
You know, participating in a track and field meet, and so my aunt went yesterday. I wished I could go. My schedule is allowed.
Which high school did he come from?
He came from Queens College.
We won't hold out against him. Mm-hmm. We won't hold out against him.
Yeah, he came from Queens College. He did start out at SAC, but so he's at Purdue now, and you talked about, you know, your gift making room for you, and so he's on scholarship and doing pretty well. 60 meters, you know, 200 meters. And so, like I say, they're down in Miami. So I've been following everything I could follow, trying to follow politics and follow sports.
Football's for?
I do. Sometimes he teases me because I went to college in Minnesota. So if the Vikings are playing, yeah.
Where'd you go?
I'm a Benny. You a Johnny?
I'm a Johnny.
Oh, okay. Good stuff. Give me dabs.
Class 86.
So every now and again, you know, if the Vikings playing, I pay attention to it. But for the most part, I just pull for the same teams as him. It just makes life easier, right? Because I won't get to watch anything else anyway. Chief, I just pull for the same teams. So, yeah, I do.
But see, in Naughty's house, they don't pull for the same teams. Naughty is a Laker. His wife is a Spur.
Mm.
Naughty is a Cowboy. His kids are Raven fans and all that. And I can't remember who MJ. I don't think she pulls for the I think she may pull for the Cowboys. I'm not certain. And then I know and for he's a Yankee fan. He's a Laker fan. She's a Spur, and I think he's a Cowboy. I think she may pull for somebody else. So they have a little competition.
No, there. Yeah, that's good stuff. But for me, I just pull for the same teams. Like I said, I'll keep an eye on the Vikings every now and again. But I just, and you know, the Dolphins. Sorry. You know what? I know you're a Dolphin fan.
You know what? I asked you to stay by ready to run you, you know.
I know you're a Dolphin fan, and I know y'all are the only ones with the perfect season and all that good stuff, but y'all will really give us something to be proud of.
I'm a 50-year Dolphin fan, so I've been pulling for them from 71, actually 52 years now. I'm a realist fan. While I pull for my team, I know when we get a crappy team, I told them I know we weren't going too far next year. I expect a lot of things this year. I don't expect a Super Bowl win this year. No, that's no. I ain't stupid, but I expect the challenge for the AFC East division. I look at what happened to the Bills; they've lost some players. I look at the Jets can leapfrog New England. I think New England's going to stay where they are. They're going to be the bottom of the pile this year. And I think that the Jet fans are going to be over-optimistic about Aaron Rodgers coming there. They're going to be over-optimistic about having a good thing because Aaron Rodgers is there. And Tua's going to show them he's going to be the best quarterback in the AFC East next year. Yeah, there, I said it. Anybody have something against that? I said it.
So you believe in this the year?
I don't believe this is the year for a Super Bowl.
I mean, still you say FC champs. I mean, that's a big step.
For a step up. Mm-hmm. One Texas asked me what the number for the tickets for the fight, please. The number is 465-2313. 465-2313. Or you could go bahamas.etickets.com. And you can buy them online. So you can go bahamas.etickets.com or 465-2313. But Jasmine is a Dolphin fan.
He is. And I have to say, for the first time in forever, because he's been a Dolphin fan his whole life, but, you know, the whole thing with the black coach, he was very, very torn up about that. Where he would go with it, he was very, very, very upset, but, you know.
To a point in sports, I don't look at the color of the skin. Before I ran off to school, they used to say only black guys could dunk, until this 5'11", blonde-haired, blue-eyed guy.
Was Larry Bird?
No, this kid I'm at the Division III school now.
You're talking college.
This kid took me to the hole and dunked on me.
Oh.
And then I don't look at it like that.
Right.
I just look at it as an athlete. You can play ball. You can do whatever you can do. Cooper Kupp is the white one of the best players in the NFL. He's white. So it's just, if you're good, you're good. I don't want to be the color. What happened with the Dolphins coach, it didn't bother me so much. Yeah, as a black coach, you don't want to see that happen. But it is what it is. Mr. Producer, we can take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk more sports, and we'll talk about some NFL, some NBA, and we'll talk about games tonight, because the Lakers let me down last night. Really broke my heart last night.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you wanna look suave and debonair everywhere you go, wanna step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Experience a flavor explosion with the new Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich from Dunkin', loaded with juicy chicken, marinara sauce, a generous drizzle of pesto sauce, all topped off with melted cheese and served on a warm, flaky croissant. Made to order all day long, the Dunkin' Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich combo includes a bag of baked Lay's and a freshly brewed iced tea. Enjoy a taste of Italy in every bite. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
We're good for you. My business couldn't survive without my credit card machine from Fidelity.
It's fast, convenient, and my clients love it.
My sales increase, and I can track my earnings.
Get your credit card machine from Fidelity today.
Call 356-7764.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Get your Carifta tickets. The 50th Carifta Games is coming. April 7th to April 10th. Tickets are on sale now. Online at Carifta50.com or at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium, Western Grand Entrance. For more details, email tickets at Carifta50.com or call 605-4051.
And welcome back to Talking Heads with Noddy. Hi, this is Pearlie filling in. Text her. Pearlie, tell Max, Ronel said, fins up. See, that's good people. Ronel, fins
go
up.
Go fins. Hi, Ronel.
So, yeah. Baseball is starting soon.
I actually like baseball. In the order of preference, I prefer to watch football first, baseball, and then basketball last. So.
Because football season is on and baseball season doesn't affect me too much, but I love to watch football, but baseball is my passion.
Right.
Particularly when the Dodgers are on.
Right.
And the Dodgers play 162 games. I probably watch 130 of them.
I'm sure you do.
And then probably another piece of that. 130.
And the ones you don't watch, you catch the...
I get the highlights.
The highlights, exactly.
I get the podcast. I get the YouTube channel.
Right. I can imagine.
I tune into the YouTube channel every day to see who's in it, because the Dodgers lost Gavin Lux.
Right.
So we're talking to the Yankees, talking about some other things. So I try to see what's going on.
Right.
I try to watch spring season games, but I don't know a lot of the young kids who are there. So I just watch maybe the first inning or two and see the veterans playing them, and they pull up I switch up. I'm excited about the young Cuban Vargas. Apparently he'll play at least 140 games at second base. It'll be 120 games at second base. I'm excited to see that. I'm excited about what he can do. Mm-hmm. So now he gets his break. Very you got a caller, Mr. Caller?
Absolutely.
Hey, what's happening?
Talking Dalvin.
Talking everything. What you saying?
I noticed Dalvin Lakers here.
What's happening?
But I ain't got anything called at all but that.
Okay.
I was awake, and when I hear you talking about this lady coming on, that's what I come home to rush home for.
Okay.
Maxine.
Senator Maxine Seymour.
Yeah, one of the best speakers in the house.
Yes.
I love listening to her. I only listen to Senator, but okay. I know she got to speak.
Gotcha.
Yeah. That's my thing now. Well, I like listening to her speak. She's reminding me of Glennis Hannah Martin.
Okay.
Yeah, she can pull a punch here.
Okay.
I love a woman like that.
Okay.
But authority.
Excellent.
Uncontrollable in a good way.
Excellent, excellent.
Maxine.
Yes, sir, I appreciate it.
I love you, man. I like you, you're talking.
Thank you so much.
I wasn't even going to listen to Pearlie today, but the minute he...
Say what? You wasn't going to listen to me today?
No, I wasn't listening to the talk show, but the minute you say, Maxine, the Senator, I said, Lord.
You got
to
stay on.
Let's go home.
Well, at least I get you listening for that. Thank you so much.
See that, Maxine.
Yes, sir.
My name is Lakerson. And Dolphins.
Dolphins and Lakers.
But, yeah, but only one thing now. He's a Dodger.
Which one?
I'm a Miami Marlins.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you both for the Marlins.
Yeah. So I can tune into y'all and listen to y'all. I want to hear what your favorite sports is now.
Right. Like I was telling him earlier, I watch all of them, but I like football, and then I like some baseball, and then I'll watch basketball, of course.
So you both for the Dodgers?
I do. I know my husband wants to see Night League come back in this country because when I first started dating him, he was pitching in a Night League team, Freedom Brown team, number 47.
And boy,
I'll tell you, is dating helpful? In the middle of the season, I decided to put his uniform to wash. and put his gloves to dry. I'm like, why? Let me tell you, I didn't know. I didn't realize that you don't do that. Listen, no growing pains, man. Listen, those things, the glove shrunk. I mean, it was clean. I figured I needed to wash.
You washed the back glove.
Listen to me. Why are you using these things all season dirty? I thought I was being helpful. But boy, apparently I wasn't. That was not a good idea.
Oh, no. And that was probably his lucky glove.
Listen, oh my goodness. How you know so good?
How many days did he not speak to you?
So I've grown in sports. I learned what to do and what not to do. So like I say, you know, I'm a good sports wife now. But yeah, no, I had my time. I go on the bat and bag. Oh. Everything's so dirty. I say, let me clean these up.
You clean the bat and everything?
Listen, man, I clean the stuff up for him.
Grant, you looking?
In the middle of the season.
And you're so proud of yourself. Are you thinking you do such a
thing? I thought he would have been glad. I thought he would have been glad. The stuff was dirty, you know what I mean? All that dirt from him and now I try cleaning it up for him.
He probably had a lousy second.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Apparently it was my fault, right?
Yes, all your fault.
So, yeah, no, we still watch baseball and football and basketball, so... Do I enjoy watching the game?
We have a Texas. See, these Texas people, y'all can fight. Thank God somebody didn't go to SAC. QC doing big things, and Lakers are going to you plenty sleepless. Give me plenty sleepless nights. When the national starts, you won't hear SAC name. I imagine it's Jeff Evans saying this to me, you know. I almost really the bad now. Listen, one of the things, while I did go to St. Augustine's, I am a proud soccer, I also support my Bahamian athletes. I always ask what school you go to the T's, but once I know you're away in school representing my country, I don't care what school you went to. I pull in for you to do well for the Bahamas and for yourself. I pull in for you to use your legs, your arms, whatever you're using for sports to get your degree and come home and contribute to your country. So that's all it's about to me. But they should have still gone to soccer.
Listen, you. But yeah, no one.
So, are you guys planning to go to the Marlins game this year with the Dodgers in middle of July, if I remember correctly?
Listen, if I mind him, he'll be planning to go to every game. Because he won't go to every game. He won't go, like you say, when the Dodgers in town. He won't go when they play in the Giants.
He listening right now?
Apparently there's a show.
We go.
Apparently there's a show.
The Dodgers playing the Yankees, I think, in Yankee Stadium.
Listen, you know you know the schedule out of that.
Let's
you
talk.
You know the schedule out of that.
Naughty get tickets. I get tickets. Let's talk. Let's make that trip.
You want to go to every game, man. And in Florida, you want to go when the Giants, when Richardson coaching, you know, he watching Lucius Fox.
Yes.
Because he introduced him to the game of baseball as an elementary school coach.
Okay.
So, like, you know, he just watching everything. He everywhere, watching everything. So I might as well watch along if I want to spend some time with him, right?
The joy I have is I work at home. I work from home. So I got my big 55-inch on sports. And I'm here trying to work on my computer.
And you're checking it.
And I check it and back and listening and all that stuff. So when the game's on today, that's my pastime.
Right.
You know? That's my excitement. When I'm not doing work, I watch sports. And I'm getting, you know, big football fan, big basketball. Oh, my Lakers. Oh, Lord have mercy. You can't lose to the Houston Rockets. The second worst team in the whole NBA. I don't care if AD in there. I don't care if they're, you don't lose to them. It's like, let me stand on top of the key. Let me give you one high plate and let me just drive to the bucket and dunk. It was like, these fellas must have 90 dunks on the Lakers last night. I was cussing. And then when they made the run, come back and they cut it to 4, I was like, okay. And the next thing, fella, I think Porter Jr. hit, bang, 3-point. They come back, bang, 3-point. And the next thing, the Lakers down by 14.
Listen, you know what sports has taught me? Never to, like, give up things on what they see him. Always have faith. That kind of thing. Because, listen, you can't call these games, some of these games, at the beginning. You can't call them at the halftime. I've seen so much teams cry, leading the whole game. Then something happened at the end. You know, but people throwing Hail Marys, 2 seconds on the clock, all kind of stuff. And so the reality is, what I've taken from that is that no matter how dim it looks, no matter how bad it looks, like, you never know. Of course, it didn't end good for the Lakers last night.
But that's all right.
But the point of the matter is that you can't really call a game. You can't call a team. Sometimes teams go in. This one have the best record. This one have the best quarterback. This one, seeded to win and all this other stuff. And all the commentators, everyone already called them. And sometimes the underdog wins, right?
Yep.
And so the reality is that in life in general, there's so many lessons you can learn from sports. And so that's why I appreciate watching it, you know, watching it with him.
That's what it's about. Mm-hmm. That's what it's about. And if you do it as a couple, it is more fun.
Right.
It's less headaches. You don't have to be getting mad at me.
Right.
And particularly if you pull it for the same team, then you understand why I pissed tonight.
Right.
Why I don't say nothing to me.
Right. Right.
Texas says, hi, Pearly, and good afternoon to your guests. You're doing a great job again hosting the show, and I'm enjoying it. Thank you very much. Y'all just really smelled my head. I really hope y'all mean this when y'all say this, and nobody said that to make me feel good, you know. But it's always good to be to support Naughty. I want to thank all our sponsors. Again, I try that out every so often. Any of the moves you see the Dolphins like, you like the Jalen Ramsey pickup?
I do. Listen, I'm like you, looking forward to a good season. And every season, when we sit down and listen over dinner and stuff, and Rico start talking like he's the coach, we get so-and-so, like you saying, this one, and, da-da-da, and I always hopeful. So I hopeful again this year. I hopeful for the Dolphins. I hopeful for him. I hopeful for you and all the Dolphins, right? So we got to see, because the team, of course, is not even just the players you pick up. It's the team being able to synergize, work together, pull the best out of each other as teammates, when you come to a new team. And so hopefully they could all really gel and work together.
So, all right. So your advice to, this is somebody, the girlfriend whose husband or boyfriend is sports fanatics, is to check it out.
Can't beat them, join them.
Can't beat them, join them. Check it out. See, I had a girlfriend one time, when we met, we talked, I said, I love the Dodgers, I'm this, I'm that, and that. 2 days later, she came and told me about Justin Turner, she told me about
Clayton Kershaw. Right.
She looked it up, and she's like, listen, if you're going to be watching it, like, I got to know what you're doing.
Right.
I won't be able to say something. I want to know why you're mad.
She's smart.
When I call you in the morning, I'm going to say, hey, the Dodgers win last night, and I won't be. And so it's a lot easier.
Of course. But by that same token, men have to realize, too, that a lot of times when women are upset, it seriously is because they feel as if a disproportionate amount of time is going to the watch sports and not sufficient to them. And so when you hear your significant other start to complain, just figure out how you could try to at least make her understand that she matters too. Maybe not as much as the Dodgers or Dodgers or Lakers.
At least not during the game, right?
But just let her know that and women have to realize that too. I mean, during the game is not a good time to talk, right? That's not a good time to have a serious talk or want to go out. You got to book your dates and everything around, who playing with big games and stuff.
Listen, I always tell everybody, don't plan nothing for me on Sunday between 12 noon and 12 midnight. Now, I might miss the Sunday night game if the Dolphins aren't playing, but don't mess with Sunday, especially September to February. That's all.
But you say Sunday, but you got Monday night, you got Thursday. I mean, you got Sunday. So
to be very honest with you, you can watch college football on Wednesday.
You could always watch. So you know how much? Now you know if you go through the TV guide. You know how much ESPN channels there are? A million.
I know.
And when ain't no game on, and when y'all ain't watching the highlights, and when y'all ain't watching the Stephen A. Smith them talk, you go on the Real Sports Live, Real Sports or whatever, so y'all always can find something to watch.
Rico, don't divorce this woman because I can marry her.
Listen to me, there's always something on television to watch.
Yes, there's always something.
Oh, and listen to me carefully, when all of them ain't going on, the classics playing.
Yes.
So, and you know you don't watch this game 10 nights. It's the 1980, whatever, but you still watch that same game.
I swear I watched the home run that Kirk Gibson did in 1988. If I haven't watched that game at least 15 times,
but that's what I'm trying to say, is always something. Sports fanatics never don't have anything. They always have something to watch.
And I watch myself I love TV. I love watching television. Mm-hmm. But I used to find myself watching younger a lot of shows. Now, other than Blacklist, I into sports.
Sports.
And Blacklist takes my priority on a Monday morning, because now I have a app that I don't have to watch it Sunday night, so I don't have to worry about missing it. I can watch that Monday morning, and I still get to watch all my sports. I bought this app and called Hypersonic. I got 12,000 channels, and out of that 12,000, but 4,000 of them are sports channels.
Of course.
I get Yahoo Sports. I got ESPN. Listen. I got every sports channel. I get Fox Sports. Every sports channel you could possibly think coming on, I watch. I watch. I got pay-per-view channels, everything on this. I pay $15 a month for this, and that's the best.
And you're
best
straight.
And I ever made my you're entire straight. Life. And all I say is, don't mess with me when the game come on. Bring me a soda. Bring me a beer. And leave me alone.
At that point, women only convenience is for you because you're like, listen, I have all my channels. Just bring me my band, that's it.
Yeah, but then it works out if they're going to watch it with you, that's wonderful.
Right.
And they start talking with you and it bonds you and it, right. and it bonds you. So I'm saying to women out there, if you can't beat them, join them. You know, you don't have to love all the sports your man loves. Find one. Find one that they watch and you don't have to be intense with it as the man is. If you could throw two or three keywords or one or two key players at him, you would swear to God, this man is a new man. Right. He fall all in love with you all over again. Because then he thinks that you're interested in what he's interested in. And then maybe, with me, I know with me, if you show me that interest in what I'm interested in, I'm going to reciprocate and show interest in what you're interested in and try to figure out how best we can support.
Because it's a two-way street. Yeah, and so the reality is, it's the same way women, you know, ought to try to support. It's the same way you all could get into what the women into a little bit. It's a give and take to make relationships work.
Nancy, this time, I hope you wasn't cooking when the Lakers was playing last night. And I was cooking.
You burn up the food, eh?
No. I am an air fryer fanatic.
Mm.
And so I was doing some breast of chicken last night. So just throw them in the air fryer.
Okay.
Set it for 12 minutes. Tell Alexa to remind you to check it in 6 minutes. I flip it in 6 minutes and come back in the next 6 minutes and I get to eat. So, no, I did not. I was cooking when the Lakers lost last night. And the Dodgers will not break my heart this year. I think we can be quite fine.
We'll see. Hopefully.
Mr. Producer, are you free to go yet? Mr. Producer said,
you don't enjoy talking to me?
I love talking to you.
Like you when time to push, I got to get on up out of here. What's that? What's that about?
Man, call us, you said the woman calling me out. No, I love talking to you, particularly you and I talking sports. And it isn't, it's not awkward for you. You don't feel uncomfortable. You're engaging in the conversation. I mean, you're making, to me, a very interesting conversation. You know, and it's always good to know that somebody, that your significant other is into sports with you. That you can share things with them. You can talk things with them about sports. Not just what's going on in life. And you'd be surprised, particularly, let's say, like how the Lakers love drinking the coffee and say, I know you feel bad. Right. Yeah, come here with a cup of coffee. And you understand, now you'll have a better understanding why he might be mad in the morning.
Right.
You know, say, what happened? Lakers lose last night. Dodgers lose last night. What happened? Kershaw get hit hard? Oh, Lord. So that happens, you know. So.
And these West Coast teams, you know, they kind of play with your sleep schedule, but just get used to it. Like, we literally on two different, we literally live in a time zone, but we on another one.
Yes.
Because that's just the fact of the matter.
Yes.
When you pull in for the Lakers and the Dodgers, right?
Because the game started 7:30, mm-hmm. so you know that's 10:30 in LA. Mm-hmm. So particularly when they're on the West Coast, you have to sit up. So I try to get what I have to get done by then.
Right.
So when you see 10 o'clock come, I sit in my lazy boy, I get in front of my TV, and I got my drinks, and I get to go. You know, and I ain't gonna lie now. Sometimes I fall asleep after half in the third or fourth quarter. Like if you've been in big or we get beat, I'd be like, oh man, and I fall asleep and I wake up at the end of the game and the game over or something.
Listen,
like that.
If someone's a sports fanatic, like I say, there's always something to watch, always something to do. You know, when my husband ain't watching something, don't let him pull out the cards because he's a card collector.
Okay.
And if he pulls those out, that's ours.
Oh, I gotta tell you this story. And I can call this. I have a cousin named Eric Hall.
He
works for Atlantis. Yes. He's stationed in Florida.
Yes. Went to St. Anne's.
Yes. Okay. So my cousin is Bernard Turner. Bernard and I collected baseball cards.
Okay.
We collected baseball cards, not understanding the value of them at that time.
Okay.
You know, because it wasn't a big thing. Just buy some bubble gum.
Right.
You take the bubble gum, you have a bunch of gum.
Yes, I remember.
And we used to actually spin the cards to win other people's cards.
Mm-hmm.
So Bernard and I think, I don't know if we were going off to school or something like that. And we gave Eric the baseball cards. Eric one day decided in cleaning out to throw them all away.
Oh my goodness.
I sure Eric threw away about $300,000.
That's worse than me washing the baseball uniform?
That's kind of worse. But even at the time, nobody understood the value of the baseball cards. No one understood the value of a Reggie Jackson rookie card. Sold for $10,000.
Wow.
Nobody thought the Carl Yastrzemski rookie card sold for $200,000. These kind of things. And I had a Reggie Jackson rookie card. I had a Steve Garvey rookie card. I had a Steve Yeager rookie card being a Dodger.
See how you talking? That's just how when he take them out, he start talking. He pull it out. Babe, you see this one? You know, it's like, oh, this one, I could get you. We could go to this place with this. I could buy you. I'd be like, really?
Yeah.
Like most people invest in stocks and bonds and stuff. You have our family invested in cards? But oh, actually, you know, you can see one day, yeah. Okay.
No, actually, he probably get a pretty penny for some of them. And particularly if you keep them in pristine condition.
Right, but then they have to be graded, and then you have to go to, like, conventions and stuff to get them graded. And, you know, he could pull out the packets guide or whatever, and then he go, how much that could cost to go get it graded, and then if it in a case and, you know, in mint condition, and it valued at this, and this one just sell for that, and, you know, you see it? Yeah, I see it.
Senator Seymour, thank you for joining. You made it a really fun afternoon. It is good to sit down with a lady, a woman, and talk sports. I enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed it.
Thanks for having me.
And I'm sure when Naughty brings you on, y'all can talk about other significant stuff. Thanks for all our listeners. Thanks for the texts. Everybody's been participating. I want to thank Michelle Miners for coming and visiting us with us. And just before I go, one last thing. The Texas says, I still love my baseball card collection 30 years later. Wow. Brother, you should start checking to see what they cost. This has been Talking Heads with Naughty. I'm Pearly hanging in there. Until next time, take care, be good, and if you can't be good, be careful.